The average person with cable TV is paying more than $200 per year just to rent the cable box. You know, that box that sits beside the television, black, maybe not too pretty. Today, the Federal Communications Commission is expected to vote on a process that could change that rental. You could buy your own darn box. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler thinks it's fine if people decide they want to rent their set-top boxes, but what if they had a choice in the matter? Maybe, he told Variety, it would make your cable company build a better box.
Let's have the cable company say, you want to pay me for my interface because it does all of these things nobody else does, rather than you must pay me. We're just trying to get to that basic American concept of competition.
Wheeler is expected to formally propose today an open standard for set-top boxes that proponents say would mean one box could bring you cable channels, pay TV channels, and streaming TV. Here's John Bergmayer of the consumer group Public Knowledge.
Really integrating online video sources alongside cable TV sources, alongside the traditional pay TV that a lot of people are more accustomed to, will really open up the market to competition while giving people access to the kinds of content that simply can't get carried by cable.
So you could watch sports from ESPN.
Alabama and Clemson, you know the stakes. You know what was on the line here.
The dramedy Transparent from Amazon.
So I have something to tell you.
And reruns of Parks and Recreation on WGN.
Government is bad. Business is good. Free market.
Capitalism is the only way, Leslie.
All in one box that you paid for once. If this sounds too good to be true, well, that's what the cable TV industry says. They argue such boxes already exist, made by TiVo, and they're not exactly cheap. And there could be unintended consequences. Minority broadcasters are concerned that opening up the cable box might mean that they lose revenues that support their programming. Alfred Liggins is chairman of TV One.
We feel strongly that the minority niche programming ecosystem or environment is fragile already at best.
Even if the FCC votes to begin the process today, it will still be several months yet before any final action on the proposal. So don't throw away your old remote just yet. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.